take a spin on the thrilling, say it with me, Wheel of Topics!
It's the Muses Topic Wheel. We're gonna spin it around. It's the Dylan and Miller Topic Wheel. We can't stop it.
Have not heard that in quite a while. I didn't even remember that first part.
Yeah, we needed, what, the bass going real hard? Yeah, I was getting it.
Get the crowd going a little bit. Well, we've got four topics up for potential discussion this morning. You brought this first one to the table. Bad acting talk.
Yeah, we could talk about bad acting.
So maybe a call back to yesterday whenever you're pretending to reach into your bag to get the gifts for we're going to build a whole segment around that.
Or if like a wheel was to spin and we were wanting one thing to hit, that would be some bad acting.
Okay, fair enough. Second potential topic, Wimbledon. We got a American.
Yeah, I'm good on that one.
Making it pretty far.
I'm probably going to rig the wheel to not hit Wimbledon.
Novak Djokovic, dominant once again.
Good for him.
Is he going to continue sweeping those majors?
Tennis. Go call Corby.
Wimbledon is up for a potential topic.
Tsitsipas will not be brought up on today's show.
That's a good one.
Thank you.
How many other Greek tennis players can you name?
Don't need a name anymore.
No, you don't.
That's all we got.
We've also got snack talk on the table.
Okay.
Generic. We've consumed a few snacks here and there.
I have a thyroid problem.
It doesn't sound as fun when you position it that way, that there's a very serious health issue related to it, but snack talk is on the table. And President Biden's response to the weather emergency in Vermont and potential effects on the upcoming presidential primaries. So,
pretty geopolitical on that one, but
this could go a lot of different ways. Maybe some DeSantis talk. The polling number is not great in Florida for DeSantis versus Trump. There's a lot to get to here.
So should we get our wheel out?
Yeah, I think we should.
All right, let's spin the wheel. Oh, looks like it's going to be Wimbledon. Nope, but bad acting talk.
You can't even tell this early.
It's going to be bad acting talk. Oh, no, it's going to be Wimbledon. No, I don't want to talk Biden. Wait a minute.
What?
Bad acting talk.
Nope. It just went a little further.
Huh.
It landed on snack talk.
Wow. Well, there we go.
Yay.
Good. I'm prepared for that one. I've been waiting my whole life for this one.
You've been prepping?
Yeah, I've been eating snacks waiting for this segment.
Scanning the globe.
Yep.
All the latest.
One little baggie of Lance peanuts at a time.
Just when you think you can't scarf down one more chocolate-covered pretzel, you remember the show.
One more Bimbo snack.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
I'm glad it landed on this topic.
Me too.
Because this was a big player in my life fairly recently. As I was tasked for a family vacation, we do the rental generally now where you get a house, something that's got a kitchen. If it's going to be at least 5 or 6 people, it just makes a lot more sense to rent a house. Went to Galveston and I was in charge of purchasing the food for about 8 people.
Big task, man.
Big responsibility.
Yeah.
Wide range of people of different ages, different diets. And I got lost in the snack aisle because it's not something I'm not, I think I'm about 210 pounds. If I have a lot of snacks at home, I'll eat it all in one sitting. If it's a full size bag of chips, if it's the 8 pack of Twinkies or the like, just whatever it is.
All in one sitting?
Throughout a day.
Okay.
I mean, if it's there, I do not. I turn into Josh Hamilton on the bar with whipped cream. Like, I have no control. Once it hits the lips.
I was going to say, dude, downing a sixer of Twinkies is pretty hardcore.
even for us, that's even extreme.
Yeah.
Twinkies is a lot, but if it's candy of some kind, and it seems like in the world of shrinkflation that we live in, the candy packages just keep getting bigger. And it makes you feel less guilty. Like, I'm not going to buy multiple packs of, like, Skittles, but if it comes in the shareable family size thing, then that's an easy That's an easy catch-all. I can just get that and just eat it all myself.
The three handfuls don't feel as bad there.
No.
Yeah.
It's all mental, but it should feel bad, but it doesn't. So I was trying to balance the types of snacks to get. And I feel like the defining characteristic of snacks, as we are guys that are in our early to mid-30s, every snack that I remember whenever we were kids, looking back now, seems like it was devastatingly unhealthy. Fruit by the foot, gushers.
Fruit roll-ups.
I still don't understand exactly what those are made of.
Don't worry about it.
It's not fruit.
It's not like mango and strawberries?
I don't think so.
All they did was roll it up, though.
I think even as a child, I knew that this was highly manufactured, highly not good for you. It's got to be sticking just in my heart every time I eat any of this.
Oh, especially the roll-up, dude. You were lucky if you ate that thing without losing a tooth.
Well, the fruit roll-up, the game was if you can eat it all in one bite.
Yeah.
So you've just got this giant glob going through your system.
A leather, basically.
Yeah.
It was leather.
Leather. Chemical Leather.
Yeah.
I would say.
Thank you. That's my band, Chemical Leather, performing.
What a terrible band name. But those same awful snacks still exist today. Like, fruit roll-up has not gone anywhere.
Are you telling me there's not a whole lot of nutritional value in a Dunkaroo?
We've seen evolution. We don't see a lot of healthier snack options, though. You can find them.
They are, but yeah, they're not as accessible. You do have to do a little bit of looking.
And also, I think a lot of the snacks that are marketed as healthier, it's just marketing. Like, they're not
actually trans fats, but yeah.
But they're not. It's like Sour Patch Kids say fat-free on the front. Like, oh, okay, this is basically a health food then.
Does that mean it's free for me?
If I only have, you know, a handful, then I guess we're good.
I didn't have any fats. I'm good.
Even though you can see that there's a cup of sugar on each individual Sour Patch.
35 grams of carbs per serving.
So I'm going through this aisle, and I'm trying to just find the balance. You know what I mean? I don't want to get the 36-pack of fruit roll-ups. I do, but I'm not going to.
That would be pretty funny if you got that for a house full of adults.
Yeah.
A bunch of fruit roll-ups or fruit by the foot.
But who would be really upset about it? They do. They are chemically engineered to be delicious. Anytime I see one, I'm even just talking about one, I have like good childhood feels of pulling it off of the wrapper, like the wild berry flavor, you got strawberry.
I'd like the first one, maybe the second one you gave me, but then I'd be like, all right, okay, do you have any like oats or cashews or lunch meat or something I can eat?
Just digging your hand in a thing of oats.
Like, what
not even making oatmeal, just eating the raw oats.
You bet. Like, do you have any real snacks, or is it all strawberry fruit by the foot? Oh, no, I got fruit gushers, if you want those.
So it's blueberry. Antioxidants, this has to be good for you.
Yeah.
I think one of the undefeated snacks that might be one of the compromises, and I think is still a big player with kids today, and I think everybody can kind of meet in the middle and say that this is a good snack. Goldfish.
I saw you with a little baggie that was yesterday. You a big goldfish guy?
I had leftovers from this trip.
Okay.
Not something I would ever buy, but I was at warehouse store, so I got the one that's got like two giant bags in one box.
Yeah.
So we brought one of those. And yeah, I've been snacking on goldfish since, and it feels like less bad of a snack.
Because babies eat them?
Yeah, I guess so. And they're shaped like little fish, you know.
Yeah, you kept alternating between goldfish and malt balls yesterday. I was like, what a weird breakfast.
Not malt balls. Got like mixed nuts in there.
You know, so you did have something else weird in there. But yeah, I mean, I like goldfish, but I could never see me going to a store and buying them. I feel like you buy those for kids.
Yeah, I think people were assuming with my shopping that I was feeding like a family.
Yeah.
That I was shopping for a family.
Yeah, for your young children.
But there was nostalgia again. Goldfish is a feel-good snack, and I feel like there's something to the idea that just snacks like that connect you to your childhood. Another big player, fruit snacks. pretty much the same ones as whenever we were kids. I'm sure maybe the ingredients are a little bit different, but who says no to a good little pack of fruit snacks?
And equally deceitful.
Yeah, there's
again,
no fruit
you
in there.
Think like, yeah, that's, I mean, that's got to be better than eating a candy bar. When in reality,
I don't know
not
that it
really.
Is.
Yeah, not really. It makes you feel a little better, but it's not that much better.
The snack food market research study from something called Astute Analytica, which all sounds made up.
Yeah.
But I pulled it off the internet, so it's real. Has an analysis of the future of global snacking. They claim the global snack food market is currently valued at around $531.9 billion in 2022.
If we can just get a piece of that, man, we'll be separate life.
It's like the NFL. You just get 1% of NFL fans to watch the XFL, then you've got a thriving business. If we can come up with one snack.
Every inventor ever.
You just need a little slice of the pie. The market's there.
Yeah. If I watch Shark Tank and one of the first things out of their mouth is the overall amount of money that's in that market, I'm like, don't buy it.
Yeah.
If that's their go-to, it's like, look, all we got to do is get the 1% of their $25 billion and we're set.
How difficult could that be to get 1% of a $531 billion market?
Right, of a market flooded with this stuff.
Just P1s alone, you would think, with that reach.
Right.
You would be able to get
something. I would the Monty bar.
The company here is projecting a growth of 5.6% on that $532 essentially billion from 2023 to 2030. So I think you factor in a global embrace. We just had the story yesterday about how there's going to be 1.3 billion people with diabetes worldwide by 2050. Yeah. I think there's a little bit of a correlation between snacking, the fact that if you live here in the Metroplex, you can't go on the highway 5 feet without there being a billboard for fast food of some kind, and there's 50 fast food restaurants on every corner. You don't really have much of a chance here. And I feel like your kids, like we brought up the healthy snacks potentially, the first time they get a fruit roll-up, it's done.
Mm-hmm.
Or a soda, like a real soda. It's done.
Yeah, was it... No, was it... wasn't Junior. Who was it? George that didn't have sugar really when he was growing up? Kind of wish I had that upbringing. I know it would have sucked at the time, but... Not that I'm calling out my parents, but...
Kind of sounds like it.
I'm not. I'll rip anyone, not my mom and my dad.
Well, I know it used to be for bad radio that Dan had the very free childhood, and he's got his daughters. He kind of gave them more freedom with stuff like that. And Bob did not have freedom, and he gives his kids much more freedom. So yeah, I think it just kind of depends on what your snacking or your freedom level was whenever you were a kid. But at some point, every parent just kind of gives up and wants their kid to shut up, and so you just give them whatever really unhealthy thing to eat.
So during the corner today, I want to piggyback on this and talk road trip snacks.
Okay,
I think
good.
That's a separate category. And also, correction, I was not thinking of oats. I was trying to think of granola. Right. When I said oats, I was like, that's probably not what I meant. Granola is more what I was thinking.
I'm kind of picturing you now like the racehorse with like the sack attached
feed bag.
To his, the feed bag just with your mouthful of
that
oats.
Would be a better way to drive with just a feed bag of like beef jerky.
We're not far,
but
we're definitely not far.
As the Wally man gets more and more into the future.